to post this energetic update because I see that a lot of people are going through very similar challenges these days. And the absolute worst thing that we can do as a collective is go through these challenges in isolation. There was a real part of me that had no interest in posting this particular energetic update, because in order for this energetic update to come off as sincere, I ideally will share my experience of what's going on and how I'm interpreting the energetics on the planet as well. And sharing this particular part of my experience in the last 2 to 3 weeks, and we are in the first week of September now, so essentially most of August 2018, I can say that it's been increasingly excruciating to be here. It has felt like an escalation in discomfort. The discomfort is not on a physical level, however. It is very much hitting the emotional spectrum of the human experience. I have felt incredible frustration. I have been unhappy. I have been in despair. I have been in fear. I have been in intolerance, but not really. It's more intolerance of the state that I'm in rather than intolerance of the external world. I have at points felt like I was losing my faith in humanity, and in particular in your ability to hear me. And as I say that, I hear myself. I hear myself judging. I hear myself compartmentalizing. I hear myself blaming. I hear resistance, and I hear misalignment, and I hear struggle. And as I look at that dynamic, I can tell you that the fact that I'm even able to look at it means that I'm on the tail end of it, or I'm coming out of it. And that's a great thing, because the decrease in pressure, if you were imagining a pressure cooker, letting out some of the steam, the decrease in the pressure on the planet has given me a beautiful opportunity to step back enough to see a little bit of what's been happening and identify the pattern. And you see, this is important in itself, because if we are so engrossed in an experience that may not be of our doing or may be as a result of decisions we've made in times past that we don't even recall, mix that with current energetic dynamics that have a very specific intention on this planet, the process of amalgamating those different currents of flow can feel very uncomfortable. Some of it is because of our own realities and how we're constructing our own belief systems, and some of it is external to us. When we talk about the oneness of all and all of us being one, that is absolutely true, but the lower on the vantage point scale you get, the lower in frequency you are, the more the duality of the reality comes into play, and there is a real separation within the illusion of the physical space. I realize that was a lot, and re-listening to that part a few times will be helpful for you to integrate those words. I said a lot without saying a lot there. So it's also about integrating the space between the words, or the silence between the sound. All of that was very important. So now that I'm able to take a step back and actually see the pattern of pain in this case that resulted from my experience in the last few weeks, I can connect some dots a little bit more easily and speak about it. And as I speak about it, I am intentionally sharing with you what I'm observing to make it easier for you to be able to take a step back and observe. And if you haven't reached a point where you can see these patterns yet, allow me to be of assistance so that you can assess and discern from a place as high up as you can access in any moment, in particular in this moment as you're listening, what is true for you and what isn't. Always go with what is true for you and leave what isn't. Imagine the buffet table. Take what you like, leave the rest behind. Everyone will get fed. So back to the energetics of the last few weeks. So, you know, we've talked especially in the blogcast about spectral recalibration and nausea let's see, June, July, and August were definitely very intense times in the planet where the image that I'm getting is, imagine a wet towel being wrung out so that the water drips out. It's like I have felt like I have been wrung out so many times to release misalignments. And these were very old, almost decayed misalignments, things from the past that no longer serve. And yes, here I'm referencing not a linear timeline, but really I can't make sense of this for you if I don't go a little bit linear. So we'll just use the words right now as they appear in the human spectrum. So we're talking about being wrung out of misalignment. The process of wringing out a towel seems like a very forceful process. You have to grip the towel tightly. You have to twist it as hard as you can. And each time you twist, you use as much energy as you can to get as much more out as you can. That's what it's felt like. It's felt a little bit merciless. I have had conversations, and even yesterday, I had a conversation with, wow, I don't even know what word to use. It's not even the universe. It's not the multiverse. Let's call it the multiverse at this point just to make it easy. So it's not just this universe, because that's not exclusively my jurisdiction. I work in multiple universes. So let me just clarify that when I say multiverse, I mean more than just the universe that we're talking about here. If that's a little too far out for you, I understand. Go with me though. See if you can handle listening to the rest of this, because there are things in here for everyone. So I even had a conversation with the multiverse yesterday at a point where, from an analogy perspective, I didn't literally do this, but I was on my knees. I was done. I was fed up. I felt like I was put through the ringer too many times without any reward, without any return, without any thank you. And it just kept getting harder and harder and harder without any payoff. Now, I know that that is human completely leading the show. And the reason I know that is because if I elevate myself even just a tiny bit from that space, even as I said those words, I could see gratitude. And if I touched gratitude, if I elevated to gratitude, then I suddenly began to see all of the things that are incredible in my life. So this Jekyll and Hyde moment I had was real, and I had no intention, nor do I have the intention now to reject or diminish any part of that experience for me, because all of it was important to observe. It was coming out. I let it come out. So this is me being very silent in the moment yesterday as I was having this conversation. I wasn't just walking around the room as people were in the same space as me and screaming out at the multiverse. It was a narrative I was having in my head and my heart. But I was saying, look, this is too much. You can't just drop beings onto a physical plane like planet Earth and expect them to act in a space of divine intervention all the time, no matter how many times they get kicked and pushed down. And in my case, the form of being kicked and pushed down is often in the form of not being heard or feeling like I'm not in the right timeline on this planet, because what I have to deliver isn't something that people can connect with. And then I realized that the gifts that are available to me, even in these high pressure cooker moments where energetics on the planet are interacting with our energetics and things are getting a little bit wonky, in any moment, yes, I can go to gratitude, and that is a very important tool. But what is even more powerful, if you can access it, and I know you can, is to change your vantage point. And I'm not saying going from the extreme of human to the extreme of the highest self you can access. I'm just talking about a little pivot, a little shift from where you are standing when you look at things. What do I mean by that? I mean that if you believe that you are here for a very important reason, but that no one here in this time with you can hear you, then you will realize that truth, because you will make it a truth not a capital T here, a lowercase truth for you. So people will not connect with you. People will not understand what you're saying. People will not appreciate the value of the gifts that you are here to anchor. Shift that vantage point even a tiny bit, and you can see the following. I say to people all the time that we are spiritual beings having a human experience and not the other way around. But if I approach them as humans, I lack acknowledgement in their spirit state. If I change my vantage point and I see spirit emanating from them, and that is the contact point that I make with them, so that I'm communicating spirit to spirit, magic happens. I didn't do anything manipulative there. I didn't do anything that was artificial there. I'm not riding a wave of enthusiasm or delusion. I am simply shifting my perspective so that the reality is redefined. And then stabilizing at that reality is very important, because it isn't often that in the instant you shift perspective, things change. You have to hold that new space for long enough for it to stabilize and to create ultimately what would be called a new baseline of existence, really. So I went off topic a little bit there, but not really. Going back to the energetics of what recently has happened and is continuing to happen. In one of those moments of despair, I happened to come across the energetic update for September that Lee Harris posted recently. And I don't normally listen to energetic updates. I'm not diminishing them or demeaning them in any way. I just tend not to feel the pull to click. But I did in this case. And the entire thing is about talking about this experience of being in a state of, he refers to it as the dark night of the soul. And taking a step back to just define that a little bit. The expression dark night of the soul is describing an experience that a person would have in which they are hitting a wall so hard, not knowing how to get themselves back up. And not seeing an out, not understanding why suddenly things aren't working, why the things that made them happy no longer do, not seeing solutions, not seeing ways out, and falling into, very often, a state of depression, a real state of depression. The dark night of the soul is always a gift, but it is very unpleasant for most people to go through. When you think about the design of this concept of the dark night of the soul, there was really no consideration made in the unseen about whether the human will enjoy the process or not. It was more like, take the medicine because it's good for you. It doesn't matter if it doesn't taste good. The gift of the dark night of the soul is that it gives you an opportunity to, interesting words coming through, wrench out of the smallness of the container that you are in and break out of it. You can also look at it as though you're breaking out of a jail cell. Dark nights of the soul are meant to ultimately expand you out into more of you. They are meant to push you in a concentrated amount of, let's say, time space, so that you grow. It's like a growing pain for spirit. That's another way of looking at it. And it can often manifest in an emotional disturbance. So these last 3 weeks for me, I guess, have been like a dark night of the soul. I have not enjoyed them, but I do feel like it is time to get out of that space of isolation and to start sharing this. Because if any of you are going through something similar, you have got to know what it is. The more you can identify the patterns that have been showing up in the last 2 or 3 weeks and correlating them with your emotional states, which remember are all part of a human experience because spirit is not of emotion, the more you can identify what is happening, the less you will be mired in the experience of the emotional turmoil, and the faster you can empower yourself to get back up. That's why I wanted to share this recording with you. That's why I wanted to share my observations of this particular period of time with you. Because if you experience what Lee Harris is talking about, then from September to December, this dark night of the soul will persist until it's done. And it will persist until the moment when you have reached enough clarity on what your next steps are that you move back into action or you move back into intentional motion, continuing the flow of your journey. Until you see the clarity, you will stay stuck in those emotional conflicts within. The special challenge surrounding this experience of the dark night of the soul is that it is more challenging to see with clarity when we are mired in human emotion. So as you experience perhaps the turmoil, perhaps the pain, perhaps the despair and the defeat, find a way to observe the patterns. Find a way to elevate yourself out of the experience to be able to observe it for long enough to realize that it is part of a process of clarification. And then watch. Watch as those clues and those signals and those milestones and those signposts on your journey show up. Allow them to show up. And do not be afraid or do not be resistant to looking, because as you go through these processes of wrenching out the misalignments, you will be given opportunities to see where there is something to address, to look at. These are opportunities. They are not unpleasant consequences of being here on this planet, for example. Have the courage to look when those misalignments show up. You will see threads. You will walk down pathways that are very likely going to be unexpected. Don't get mired in the story. Don't get entangled in the details. Simply go to where the energetic concentrations are and then dissolve them. I know that some of you who haven't worked with us before may not be familiar with this concept of dissolving concentrations of a lack of resolution. We'll put more information up on the site about that soon. For now, it is about, first of all, appreciating that you are not the only one who is in a challenging place right now. Acknowledging that it is a part of a process. It is not going to be like this forever. And then realizing that it is about the process of clarifying why you are here and what you are here to do. That is the point of life. Clarify why you are here and then live a life of purposeful precision so that you can serve the collective.